your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work, you have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one on this magnificent Monday, May 18th, 2026 edition. Just to wrap up this story, the main takeaways from President Trump's visit to Beijing, China. President Trump, speaking with Sean Hannity, Thursday night, May 14th show, stated that the Chinese regime does not intend to stop buying energy from Iran. Xi said he's not going to give military equipment to Iran, which is a big statement, Trump told Hannity. But at the same time, he said they buy a lot of their oil there, and they'd like to be able to keep doing that. Well, Trump told reporters back on Air Force One that he will decide in the coming days whether to lift sanctions on Chinese oil companies purchasing Iranian crude oil. Earlier this month, the Chinese authorities instructed all companies to ignore the U.S. sanctions against China's five refiners accused of buying and utilizing Iranian petroleum crude oil. Iran sourced much of its military equipment and conventional weapons from China back in the 1980s. But because of increased international scrutiny, such transfers largely stopped over the past decade. A March report a couple of months ago from the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission said that China's regime's cooperation with Iran had shifted towards selling technology that both the civilian and military applications contained, including relevant missile and drone development. So basically, a lot of these ballistic missiles Iran got were from China. Finally, no change on the Taiwan policy. Washington's long-standing policies on Taiwan remained unchanged following the meeting. Trump told reporters he declined to clarify his position on Taiwan. When Xi asked whether the United States would defend the island, President Trump said that question was asked to me today on Friday by President Xi. President Trump said, I looked him right in the eye and told him, I don't talk about that. Well, then he again pressed me, asked me if I'd defend them. President Trump again said, I sternly looked him in the eye and said, I don't talk about that. Basically, leaving all of President Trump's options open on the table and leaving President Xi wondering what Trump would do. Regarding Taiwan arms sales, Trump said he's going to make a decision, a determination over that in the next fairly short period of time. Well, Xi took a very aggressive posture towards Taiwan, warning the United States that if it must exercise extra caution, in handling the Taiwan question, it would be very difficult for the two leaders to move forward and would have to possibly have another future meeting specifically about Taiwan only. President Xi said if it's handled properly, the bilateral relationship between our two countries will enjoy overall stability. Otherwise, the two countries may have clashes and may even have conflicts. When asked whether Xi's warning on Taiwan was the sharpest yet, spokesperson Greer told Bloomberg, "There's a difference between the way we talk in a bilateral meeting and the statements that go out from the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs. He usually takes a wolf warrior approach. President Xi did not with President Trump." Interesting. Very, very interesting. China's communist regime considers democratically governed Taiwan to be a Chinese province, even though it's never ruled over the island. Beijing has demanded that countries adhere to their One China principle, under which the regime would then claim sovereignty over Taiwan. United States has long maintained that a One China policy does exist. However, recognizing Beijing does not have sovereignty over Taiwan, Washington has always been Taiwan's main arms supplier under the Taiwan Relations Act with the United States. Secretary of State Rubio told NBC News on May 15th that the United States policies toward Taiwan was unchanged and warned that it would be a terrible mistake for Beijing to try to seize Taiwan with their military forces. Rubio then confirmed a proposed $14 billion U.S. arms sale to Taiwan, which is awaiting approval from President Trump. Previously, the United States had sold $11.1 billion in weapons for the island to defend itself back on December of 2025. Very, very interesting. Not even, 6 months ago? $11.1 billion? Now Trump is looking at selling him another $14 billion. So Taiwan appears to be beefing up its military and its defenses. Very, very interesting. Now shifting gears to Washington, D.C., the United States Supreme Court. Big, big, big decision came out on Friday. And it's kind of interesting because this was expected, but what the surprise was is it came so quickly. The United States Supreme Court rejected Virginia Democrats' attempt to revive their newly redrawn congressional map. The ruling leaves intact the Virginia Supreme Court decision that found that the process leading up to the recent referendum suffered from certain legal defects. Democrats spent $60 million in getting the vote out to basically redraw the map. Well, legislators immediately took it to court, and it went all the way immediately to the Virginia Supreme Court. their decision was to block the recent congressional map approved by the voters that favored the Democrats. United States Supreme Court late on Friday, May 15th, rejected the appeal, therefore leaving the Virginia Supreme Court's decision intact. The unsigned order in Scott versus McDougal provided no reasons for the United States Supreme Court's decision, and no justices dissented. So basically, it was unanimous. Democratic officials had asked the nation's highest court to block their state, Virginia's Supreme Court ruling. The pro-Democrat newly drawn congressional maps was passed on a voter referendum. Voters approved it 52% to 48% back just a few weeks ago on April the 21st. The change in the electoral district map boundaries was expected to give Democrats a 10-to-1 advantage over Republicans in the state's U.S. House State of Congress, their delegation. The delegation currently has 6 Democrats to 5 Republicans. Well, the way they changed the maps, folks, it was going to be 10 Democrats to 1 Republican. That would have been a 4-seat swing if it was allowed to stand. Don Scott, Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates, told the High Court in a filing that the state Supreme Court ruling should be stayed because the court was deeply mistaken on 2 critical issues of federal law with profound practical importance to the nation. The decision below violates federal law in 2 separate ways. First, it predicated its interpretation of Virginia's Constitution on a grave misreading of federal law, which expressly fixes the single day for election of representatives and delegates to Congress. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number 1. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment, hour number one. I missed this text message when I was talking about the takeaways from the meeting with President Trump and President Xi of China. Cliff Tellini, our Black Angus beef farmer in Onaway, he's the chairman of the board of the Presque County Board of Commissioners. Commitments and signed contract from China's CCP are not worth the paper they're written on. They never honor anything. They constantly cancel grain purchases, contracts with the United States and our American farmers. They are enemies just like Islam. Only when they can't find the grain elsewhere do they then purchase ours. Also, selling your oil to your enemies is unwise business. Just like when we sold Japan our scrap steel. They ended up building a Navy and Air Force with it, and they attacked us on World War II. That is some deep, deep, deep history. Very true. Honestly, totally agree. Now, one of the things that I do want to wrap up this story with here regarding Virginia's map. In a 4-3 decision, the Virginia Supreme Court blocked the results of the Democrat-backed ballot measure, finding that the Democratic lawmakers had not followed proper procedure when they rushed to approve the referendum in time to affect the November 2026 election. Normally, state legislatures redraw congressional maps after the U.S. census takes place every 10 years. Last U.S. Census taken in 2020 is not due to be redone until 2030. However, many states have chosen to redraw the maps this year. Well, when did this all start? Last year, the redistricting battle started when Texas, with President Trump's backing and urging, launched its redistricting effort to protect the Republican Party's narrow majority in the United States House. Other state legislatures, including Republican-controlled Florida and Democratic-dominated California, as well as Virginia, responded with their redistricting efforts of their own. State lawmakers in several other states are currently in the process of redrawing their congressional maps. Well, the redrawing efforts accelerated the United States Supreme Court's ruling 6-3 on April 29th that race may not be the predominant overriding reason for how congressional district lines are drawn. Virginia state lawmaker McDougal hailed the new ruling, stating the Supreme Court of the United States has affirmed what we always knew. You cannot violate the Constitution in order to change the Constitution. Well, the communist governor, Abigail Spanberger, criticized the decision, which she said had the effect of basically nullifying the votes of more than 3 million Virginians. As governor, I'll make sure voters know when and how to cast their votes this year, because our votes are how we choose the representation we deserve. Meaning she thinks she has the control over the voters in her state, and she'll tell them how and when to vote in November and who to vote for. Very, very, very interesting. Now, the final statement on this was the fact that this application for this rushed decision by the United States Supreme Court was extraordinary, because it asked the High Court to stop a state Supreme Court's ruling on a state constitutional issue governing the state's constitutional amendment process. So basically, their attempt to redraw congressional districts just weeks before the early voting begins in the primary was extraordinary. Even more extraordinary was the application omitted any mention of a deadline for relief. Discussion of the injunction in a separate case that renders the application meaningless, as well as any federal question providing this court a basis for their review. Well, bottom line, Virginia's Supreme Court on May 8th threw it out. The voter-approved electoral map that was designed to flip four Republican congressional seats to Democrats. This setback almost eliminates the Democrats' hope of taking back control of the United States Congress. Our number two of today's show will be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction.